KF2WR. Alright, let's kick this thing off officially. This is KF2WR to K2IRT Net, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here each Thursday night from 8 o'clock to whatever, usually 9. This is an open net, open forum. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to the repeater holders for letting us use their machine so graciously. And with that, we'll see if we have any check-ins other than Charlie and Richie. This is KF2WR, the K2IRT Net. Come on, check-in. I think there was a check in there. You're going to have to move, raise power, whatever you can, but you didn't break the squelch. KF2WR, please try again. Okay, nothing heard on that. Nothing heard on that. So with that, we'll put it over back over to Charlie. And what else is new, Charlie? You riding your bicycle at all?
Actually, I have been. I got a flat tire in the back and a bent rim in the front, so I need a major overhaul, and I do kind of miss it, so maybe I'll get that taken care of this weekend. I could change the back tire. I'm okay at patching tubes, but front rim, I'm going to have to buy a new one, I guess. I don't think that can be straightened out, but whatever. That's what I get for going down a ramp too fast, and I'm a daredevil sometimes. You look at evil with me proud. But I think I told you I had the LASIK eye surgery. And I'm still enjoying that. I see colors I couldn't see before. And staring at the computer with no reading glasses. It's great.
Yeah, that's got to be good. You know, my wife, she had the surgery also. She only needed it one eye, though. She had the surgery, and she really just was amazed by what they can do. Me, I'm the big chicken. I do the computer with no glasses. I read with no glasses. I just need the glasses to see far away, like street signs and whatnot. But good. I'm glad to hear that, Charlie. Maybe I might scare myself into going to get it. So, Richard, how was your summer then? KF2WR.
Been okay. I've more or less survived it even. Have not minded too much some of the cooler days that we've had. I wish the rain Sunday had held off for some of the evening, as I was looking forward to going to sleep, but even as you may. Yeah. Anyway, just getting back to a little bit what was mentioned before. You know, when this got hammered, it's funny. The following week, I'll say this much, CPM, the Chief Administrative Officer, Ann Marie Romano, came around, came to our office to, so to speak, broach the rumors that Friday, the 23rd, we were next. And it's the funniest thing. You know, apparently there were rumors floating around that CPM was going to be next. But, you know, it's funny. I was working there all weekend. I didn't hear anything. And, well, we've been repeatedly told inside CPM, particularly for the DC-37 workers, is that CPM has enough money to go through to December 2011. So, if what you were saying before, that CPM is next, the situation or the circumstances may have changed. This is KA2KDC.
Yeah, Rich, you can't go by what we all hear. You know, we all hear the rumors, we all hear, you know, the gloom and the doom. And I personally, I don't believe anything until I see it written in black and white. Until the check cashes or stops cashing in that case. Just keep going around business as usual. That I find is the best thing. I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. I really wouldn't. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of guys have, but
at this point, it, we can still consider this all just rumor.
Okay, no problem, Andy. And yeah, I definitely, I'm not worried. But the only point I wanted to make, apparently, when those services rumors were going around in July for TGM, I don't know. Somehow, I must have missed it in my daily course of work. But okay, be that as it may. But hopefully, so to speak, we'll all get through the job cuts and continue our job. So let's see. Let me turn it over to you, Charlie, KCYYX. This is KA2KD2. How you doing,
Hey, KA2KDQWB2YZX, and thanks for those nice emails there, Rich. And, yeah, come November, I have 20 years, so if they're going to give me the chop, I'd appreciate it if they wait until I get an even 20 in there to make it nice even number, but I really don't see that happening. And with the kind of day I had today, the truth, I was ready to get up and walk out anyway. It was one of those days, man, I'll tell you. But I get those days more and more frequently. But of course, when the money stops coming in, then you say, "Oops, I screwed up." So I have to kind of stifle myself. So not much else on this end. I mean, radio-wise, been working mostly satellites and not so much HF. I thought the sunspots would be appearing by now. That does not seem to be the case. I don't know who to complain to. So. Over to you, Andy, KF2WRWB2YZX.
WB2YZX from KF2WR. Yeah, Charlie, I know you monitor the, you know, all the indexes there, the K index and all that. I was just reading in my issue of Scientific America that the sun's been really quiet this year. And, is that what you're finding looking at all the indexes?
Well, when you look at the index and tell you the truth, all I know is I get on the air, but there's nobody to work. I call CQ and no one comes back.
Darn that you layer. Yeah, I really have nothing much here, guys, unless you want to pick up a topic. I'm just, I'm starting to, thinking about cleaning the shack. I'm just looking around here. There's a shack clean. I want to find what I'm doing. I'm very here. We're going down to Washington, D.C. on Saturday for the Patriot Rally. And I want to find something to carry some folding chairs in to make it easy, because it's going to be an all-day event. So I'm just looking around here getting some ideas. With that, I'll turn it over to Rich. KA2KD2 from KF2WR and the K2IRT group.
Okay, this is KA2KDQ. Don't really have to say the only thing I can say about the sunspot index, not that I work HF, but all I know really about is what I get is different bulletins from ARRL. You know, when they send out their, you know, they use these bulletins on different things, so that's all I can add on that. Oh, yeah, and I forgot that the seasonality is going to become static, but I certainly hope there are going to be a lot of people down there, and being in Washington, hopefully the weather won't be too uncomfortable. I know from past experience that I've been in Washington, usually in the summertime, it does get rather humid, to put it mildly. So, Andy, back to you, and we'll pass it around. I'll get that cell phone call a little bit later. This is KA2KDQ.
Yeah, fine business, Rich, on the uncomfortability. Mother-in-law used to live down there inside the Beltway, and those D.C. summers can be brutal, without a doubt. But Saturday's supposed to be a nice day. We're leaving 5 a.m.
We're coming back late in the evening. So should be a good time for a good cause for the wounded warriors in there. You know, should be a fun time. We got a van leaving my house with about 12 to 15 people. So this should be a lot of fun. So with that, Rich is on the phone. Let me give it over to Charlie. WA2WB2YZXKF2WR. All right, Rick, KF2WR, WB2YZX, and actually I did speak to Ken last week. I had gotten I had got the paycheck for him, a live check for him. I guess just a residual amount, so I called him up to see what he wanted me to do with it, but he wanted to come and get it or have me throw it in the mail or whatever, so he's stringing wires along his backyard, that much I know. And enjoying time with his mother, who is kind of elderly, I guess. So, you know, that probably keeps him busy. I think that's one reason he kind of packed it in, too. You know, she's getting up in years, and they two of them live together, and, you know, he wants to take care of her. So, I hope someone takes care of me when I get old, because it's just around the corner. So far, there's no volunteers. Back to you.
Yeah, I know the feeling, Charlie. I know the feeling. When that ultimate day comes, just put my hat on me, lean me up against the pole outside on garbage day, and the good garbage men will just take me away.
That's as good an idea as I've heard, tell you the truth. And, you know, I got I have a friend in a nursing home, which I go and see a few times a week, and, you know, not that much older than me, but I see what she's doing. It's not even her that much, but I see, you know. Let's say this, I don't like what I see. So this is what she's thought for us. You know, this tire rock around my head and throw me off the horizontal bridge.
Nice. Hey, maybe we're lucky to land on a cruise ship. Look at that, and get a free ride.
Yeah, it'd be too old to enjoy it, though.
Unbelievable. Well, look, I really don't have much else here. I'm going to contemplate cleaning. I'm probably going to bow out of here shortly. You got anything else?
No, nothing left on this end either. So I'll just say goodnight to you, and I guess we'll stand by for Rich real quick, see if he has anything else, and then we'll pick it up again next week. WB2YZX on the side. Over to Rich.
Okay, Charlie. No, I don't really have that much to say myself, and that telephone call that you heard, well, that was from my girlfriend, so she left a message for me. I'm going to give her a call a little bit later. So I don't really have too much to add, and I think I'm also, as Andy is going to do a little cleaning up here. I have a lot of papers on the floor, which I have to get rid of. Okay, so WB2YZX and KF2WR. This is KA2KB2KKM73, and Charlie, I will be clear after your final, so pleasure speaking with you, and I'm glad you enjoy my emails. I will say, without going into detail, some of the more, occasionally I send out some stuff that is controversial. The controversial stuff doesn't go inside transit, it goes to people outside of transit. That's all I'm going to say, but I'm glad you enjoy the emails that I do send you. Over to you, Charlie.
Hey, Rich, very good. So I'll be talking to you soon, and I don't know if you want to add anything more, Andy, but I'll throw it up to you, and then good night all, and we thank the owners of the repeater for their electricity. AF2WR, WB2YZX.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Rich. It's been a pleasure. Once again, as Charlie said, I reiterate, thank you to the owners and operators for letting us burn a few of their electrons. Fellas, I will get an email out of some shape, form, or fashion for our next face-to-face. I know we all have a lot to discuss. It's been a long summer, and probably a funny story or two wrapped up is in. So with that, we'll say 7-3 from the K2IRT,
New York City Transit Amateur Radio Net, and we turn this repeater to casual amateur use. 7-3 of it.
Andy, you're still there? And 2RKB?
And 2RKB, KFTWR, what's up? And
2RKB,
KFTWR.
Good evening, gentlemen. Andy, you're still there? Good evening to you, Charlie, and Reach, and everyone else that's on the other end. This is Dan 2RKB in Orange County, New York. Just want to let you know, guys, I was listening on the background here in Orange County, the whole net, K2IRT, and didn't have a chance to jump in and say any something, but I was enjoying the net on the background. And to all of you, over to you.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words, and we'll have to wait till next Thursday. Or you can meet us at the face-to-face. I'll let everybody know when that is. I got it 73 because now I have a phone call here. Into RKB, KF2WR. 73, and we'll be in touch for the next on-air or face-to-face.
Yeah, definitely. No problem. Do what you got to do, 73, and we'll see each other next time. I call each other.
Over
there at the other meeting. N2OKB 73. N2OKB W2TBW Civic Fleet. Good evening, station. This is N2OKB November 2 Oscar Kilo Bravo. Orange County, New York. My name here, Frank. That's the station. If you want to try it again.
Hi, Frank. The name here is Wayne with the Alpha Yankee November Edward. I'm here in Jamaica, Queens, the home QTA, South Jamaica. Just wanted to get in there to Orange County and say a quick hello to you. I heard the net as well, so sitting in the background, enjoying the conversation. And I get into this repeater quite often, but haven't made the contact here yet, so you're the first. Hey, congratulations.
No, I don't think we met before. I don't think we had the chance or the privilege to meet each other. Most of the employees and transit authority, they're always busy running around. And it's quite difficult, you know, to actually all be on the same schedule so that we could meet together and meet each other. But Andy, Charlie, and Lovie, and quite a few other members, they know me very well, way back from the beginning of the K2IRT group. And I've been around. I've been growing with the K2IRT, the whole entire group together. And today I was experimenting here again and doing something with a small portable on packet radio. Where it came with DH-D7 console with that portable radio. It's a fantastic little portable radio. It's amazing what they can do these days. They incorporated into this portable radio a TNC, and also you could do APR, which actually you could be, do the global position of the other stations. It's incredible what you can do. Actually, you can see, even if the person is mobile, you can see it on the map as the station is moving along. But you could do pockets, you know, portable. You could hook up this little radio to a laptop, and you could actually operate pocket radio from almost anywhere in the world. Portable. It has a TNC built in. Can do Morse code, it can do CW, it can do data. It's incredible. It has a lot of multiple uses. I'm trying to see how it will be practical in an emergency situation to transmit data information like text messages and stuff like that from a portable position. And so I'll give you over to you.
All right, sounds good. I'm actually working off of a brand new, I've had it for about a week and a half now. I got one of those little Wushan Chinese radios, and it's the first time I've ever experimented with the one and a quarter centimeter band. One and a quarter meter band. Wait a minute, did I have that right the first time? No, yes, 1.25 meters. I like this little radio. It's a good little rig. My brother's a transit worker, by the way. He's not one of the subway guys. He works out of the Casey Stengel Depot here in Queens, over in Flushing, and he's a New York City bus driver. He's been a bus driver now for about the past, gosh, I think about 12 years. He's been working out of the Casey Stengel Depot that whole time.
Listen.
Why don't you go ahead and pick it up there?
And is on with your other station in Flushing, Bayside, Queens, I believe. And good evening to you. I'm located in Orange County, New York, and to be exact, in Monroe, the town named Monroe. Just to give you a little landmark where we are located, we call. We actually sandwiched between Goshen, Washingtonville, and Harriman, and Woodbury. Just to give you an idea where Monroe is located. Over to you.
This is KC2ERR. My name is Angel. I'm in the Bronx right now. I'm on FT897. I'm just going around the dial and all you guys talking. Over here playing around with the computer and stuff. So I'm over here just checking you guys out. I'm in the Bronx. I always go around the dial, so I go all over the place with my radio.
Well, I don't want to leave the other station out, but I'm going to tell you one thing. You know my policy. My wife said every time we're going out, she said, what are you taking the radio for? Well, the radios have become to me, been a handful since 1976, 77, being on and off, and recently I came back very strong with the hobby, but I take my radio with me to work, I take my radio with me on a trip, on a vacation, I take my radio anywhere I go. It's like American Express, I never leave home without it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm the same way. I take my AC wherever I go. Pass over to the Bronx station.
Roger. I just got rid of my Motorola 3000. I'm gonna start over again. I'm gonna pick up some old Motorolas and start programming myself. And then after I finish programming, then I'm gonna go back to a different class of Motorola, because I had the 3000 two times. So hopefully next time I'll probably get something higher than 3000. This is my thing. I love radios. I'm about to get the 8900 in a few bits. So hopefully that radio will be a good radio.
I'm glad you got the, which one? You got the XTS, 3000?
Got rid of it. I got kind of a little frustrated with it. And I got tired of going to my friend to program it. And I said to myself, you know, I believe when you have those radios, you have to start from the bottom and you should be able to not be afraid of programming your radio. Thank you.
Listen, if you want the program, I could make it available to you. I got two FCS 3000, and I got the software, the cables, and everything else. The cables, if it's accessible, you can get it from the eBay, and it costs about $12, the cable to program. And now they got the cable that is a ribless cable. For $12.99, the most expensive one, I think it runs about $15. And some of these guys are send it to you for free shipping to your house. And so the software, since it's we're not for profit, hey, I don't have no problem to help you out with the software. I got two XTX 3000. I got a UHF and a VHF. I love them. And I had two Astro Sabers. And I have, let me see what else I have here. I got the, I just bought two mobiles, TM 1250. I'm going to put those in the car. Really nice radio. You could take the face out and mounted on the dashboard, Motorola quality, you know, and with a massive piston to dissipate the heat. You could mount those under the seat or inside the panel somewhere, and just run a cable. I got the extension cable and everything. I'm going to run it through the panels and into the dashboard. And they do make the microphone with the keypad on it. I bought one of those, and I just gotta make the time now to do the installation.
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal. I got rid of it. I got a little frustrated with the radio, and I owed a friend of mine some money, and I did some deals with him, and I kind of like got jerked. So I don't have that radio no more, but I was looking to get the next radio up from I haven't had that radio two times already. I had it, traded it in. And the thing is that I was scared of programming it. I figured, well, maybe I could start with a 2000 and maybe I'm not scared of programming that one. And I could work myself up to maybe a 4000, I don't know, a 4000 Motorola, I don't know.
No, there's not such a thing as the next one on that category is the XPS 5000. That radio is expensive, and well, it's the 3000 is very expensive. The original price tag was $6,000, depending on the combination, you know, the code, depending on the combination, if it's capable of doing digital, what they call an ATCO 25 or AMBI, those radios runs about, originally they were running for $6,000, brand new out of the shelf. You could get it on eBay for $600 or $700. Now the XTX 5000. I never had one of those. I had it in my hand. I operated it once. I got a friend of mine have one. That radio is still $1,700 on eBay. On eBay, used secondhand with scratches and everything. It's still on $1,700. Brand new, I heard it was about $7,000 a piece. I can't spend $1,700 on a portable radio.
Hey guys, I'm going to say 73, mosey on out of here. This is Wayne W2CBW.
Been a pleasure chatting with you guys here on K2IRT. and catch on the rebound, and so could be 7-3.
N2OKB, disconnected.
Really into it. Yeah, dipoles are a little crazy, a little tricky to set up. You need a lot of space. You got to get on your roof. I mean, I still have my 11-meter antenna up. I got my Antron up. I mean, I got my 11-meter radios. I still can, you know, I still turn them on. I go down there. I have a lot of buddies out there on 11 meters. But, you know, this is just, it's just a different world up here. It's like, I love the repeaters. I just started really loving how, you know, you can hit a repeater and then just, you know, you could be miles and miles away from someone else and just, you know, have a good communication.
And not only that, on 440 repeaters, they link. So let's say you hit the Empire State Building and you go all the way to upstate New York. That's one of the repeaters. There's a couple of repeaters in New York that do that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's one down on 448275. That's the N2VQ repeater. I think that's off of the Empire State Building there. That's a pretty powerful repeater. I was out in Huntington in Long Island over the weekend, and I was able to basically hit that repeater from my mobile, you know, and then hear it really well, man. I was out in Suffolk County.
And not only that, they're also linked to the internet. So a lot of the technology is advancing so different. I mean, I personally don't like to talk to somebody in Japan over the internet. I don't think it's my cup of tea, you know. For those who, you know, can't do it, I guess is a nice thing, you know. For me, I like to go out in the mountains and with my radios and generators and antennas and dipoles and see if I can make it all the way, make that good trip over there.
Yeah, you talk about the real deal RF, man. I feel the same way. I don't know about the Echo Link thing. I mean, yeah, it's a cool thing and all, but if I was going to talk on the internet, sit in front of my computer, that's not really radio. You know, I like the fact that right now I'm coming off this little antenna. I'm talking to you right now. I'm coming off this little antenna. I'm over here in the Park Chester section of the Bronx right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those hams that are enthusiasts. I go. I'm about to get a couple of balloons and shoot them up in the air and string up some V configurations and some dipoles horizontal and play with that and see how that comes out. I mean, I try everything. I'm into a lot of stuff in the ham, you know. I belong to a club, but the club is kind of like a lot of older guys, and so, you know, I have to go out of the box to do what I got to do my HF.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, I was watching a couple of things on YouTube over there. There's guys who put up kites and stuff and balloons, like you're saying. That's really, I'm kind of amazed by that. I haven't reached that level yet. This is my first VHF, UHF radio. I mean, I have a 10-meter rig. I have my Ranger, just 29-inch class, my 10-meter rig. And, you know, whenever I go on that, you know, there's only a few people on there on 10 meters. But this the VHF, UHF is nice. And I definitely want to get myself some kind of a nice mobile. I don't know, maybe like a Yaesu, like a 7900 or one of the nice... VHF, UHFs for the mobile with a little magnet mount antenna, maybe like a diamond or something like that there.
I'll tell you this. When you buy radios nowadays, you gotta be kind of like, you gotta see what you wanna do with it. You go around people that have radios because, you know, they're not making radios like they used to make radios. And they put in everything. And one radio they put so many different things in the radio where they're not letting the radio breathe, and that's why some of these radios are not coming out that great. Particularly, I have the 897, which is my field radio. I'm about to get the ST890, and then the next radio I'm gonna come up to is the ST450. And that's going to be my competition radio.